While the cruise industry and its supporters have made a great deal of noise about allowing cruise ships to resume sailing as soon as possible, opposition voices are beginning to make their case for keeping the conditional sail order in place. Two longtime critics of the cruise industry, Senator Blumenthal and Congresswoman Matsu, wrote the CDC director asking her not to prematurely lift the restrictions and that cruising is, quote, ripe for spread of infections. At the time of broadcast, the director of the CDC had not replied to the letter. You can read the letter in its entirety at cruiseradio.net. And MSC Cruises announced on Thursday morning that they'll be sailing 10 ships this summer, which is more than half of their fleet. They currently have 17, by the way. Three of those ships will sail in the Western Med with stops in Italy and Malta. Three more will cruise the Eastern Med, calling on Italy, Greece, Croatia, and Montenegro. And four ships will be positioned in Northern Europe, offering UK domestic cruises. The cruise line will sail from 15 disembarkation ports across Europe. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings has donated $100,000 in Visa gift cards to support the dock workers at Port Miami. In thanking the cruise line, the president of the International Longshoremen's Association, 1416, said that these have been incredibly difficult times with nearly 60% of their business wiped out due to the shutdown. He added that his members appreciate all that Norwegian CEO Frank Del Rio and others in the industry are doing to push for the resumption of cruises out of U.S. ports as soon as possible, saying that his team is ready to get back to work. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 2.4% to 27.25. Royal down 2.3 at 87.50. And Norwegian down 3.2 to 28.25. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have a nice weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.